Hello, 大家好 This is Julie greeting you from Beijing 欢迎再次回到英勇今天呢我们录制的时间已经是比较晚了现在已经是晚上的10:20了 So let's see what Dom is doing up there Hi Dom, are you there?
Hi Julie, yes I am I'm here I'm quite far from you though
Yeah, I know 是的我们在不同的城市我们的所有的主播都是这样但我们是在桂林的我是在北京的所以 Yes, we're quite far from each other Okay, but I really want to know how's everything?
Yeah, good, very good It's slowly getting warmer here Spring's around the corner、
yes.
Actually, spring's I learned a phrase today、
yeah.
I don't know how it translates it to English、
mm-hmm.
Spring's arriving soon, but summer's still far away. In Chinese, do you know the one I mean?
No. But I can try to translate. 刚才Dom说到说这个春天已经来了，那么夏天还会远吗？ I think it's something like the adaptation from an English poem or something.
I don't know. It was something my Chinese teacher taught me today.Mm-hmm. And, but I can't remember, I've already forgotten it. I'm obviously not a very good student.
OK, 我们言归正传啊，今天要聊的其实是关于这个健身方面的。We're going to talk about gym exercise. 因为最近呢，上网的话，我会发现有这样一个规律啊，就是你每天上网都会发现有一些关于明星去健身的这样的新闻 ,and they're showing like their body pictures, they're really buxom or very muscly, you know, those celebrities. So,I guess we can talk about that. 大家都知道，就是像啊，你们喜欢的明星啦，比如彭晏啊，或者是胡歌、杨洋，或者是女生呢，有刘涛啊、张雨绮这样，都是健身达人哈。So, Dom, I guess you know Chris Evans.
Chris Evans.
Yeah.
I should know him, shouldn't I? I should know him. Remind me, Julie. What's he? What film is he an actor? What film is he being in?
Maybe it's called American Captain. I don't know whether this is the correct translation.
Oh,
right?
Yes. Captain America.
Yeah, Captain America, okay. 所以大家知道 Chris Evans 也许你们也都喜欢的啊。我说的是这些健身达人当中也包括了 Chris Evans 也是健身达人。And Hugh Jackman?
Hugh Jackman, yes, I know Hugh Jackman, yeah.
So he starred in 金刚狼。
Is this Wolverine?
Oh, yes.
Wolverine. He's really big and strong and he has the three claws on each hand.
Three claws? Oh, yes. 就是金刚狼的那个修杰克曼。
金刚狼。
对。还有就是 Batman, Tom Hardy, maybe Tom Hardy, right?
Tom Hardy.
Okay. 所以蝙蝠侠的扮演者、yeah. 这些人通通都是健身的明星而且真的都是怎么说呢身材保持得非常的好啊。所以我就最近在想啊到底是健身呢通过明星变成了一种时尚还是说明星通过他们的健身变成了热搜的话题呢这件事情好像是一个 We don't know whether you know the chicken came first or the eggcame first, right? Such a problem. Okay, so 今天我们要聊的就是关于这个健身的话题啊。相信如果你对健身也有兴趣，想成为这样一个时尚的健身达人的话呢，我们也可以说 ,we can give you some entry level guidance about gym exercise. Dom is really passionate and he's savvy about exercise in gyms. Okay? So, we can share some English corresponding English words with you. So, it sounds quite cool, right?
Yes.
Okay. My first question.What kind of people do you think should do more resistance exercise and what kind of people more cardio? 就是我来解释一下就健身呢我们分成说 resistance exercise, 就力量型的那种阻力的有这种运动啊还有就是 cardio 表示有氧运动。So, Dom, please.
Yeah, so resistance exercise, resistance training is also called weight.Training.
Oh, weight training.
We can say.、Mm-hmm. Yeah, resistance exercise or weight training.、
Mm-hmm.
And this is generally for aesthetics and for strength. So that's a useful word, aesthetics.
Aesthetics.
Do you know what aesthetics?
No. Can we spell
it? Yeah. AESTHETICS.
What does it mean?
Yeah. So it's just related to appearance.
Oh, appearance. So just yeah, please.
So it's just, if something is aesthetically pleasing, then it means it looks good. So anything related to aesthetics is related to how something looks.
啊，所以是审美方面的，就是我们去做这种力量型的运动，你可以说是叫 resistance exercise, or you can call it weight training. So they're both related to aesthetics,
yeah,
right?
And
how you look.
Yeah, and strength, being strong.
And strength.Being strong,、
yeah.
对，所以做力量型的运动呢， yeah. 两个好处，第一个就是身材看起来会好，第二个就是说呢，它会让人更加有力量，有力量啊，就身体比较有劲儿这样的。More, shall we say, more robust or energetic?
For weight training, maybe not energetic, but stronger. Robust,
stronger.
Maybe we could say, more powerful.
Powerful, okay.就是变得更加的是 strong and powerful, right? To make people、
yeah.
strong and powerful. Okay, so how about cardio exercise? What does it really mean? 就是 cardio 是指是什么？有氧运动吗？
Yeah, 有氧 It's to do with, cardio is short for cardiovascular.、
Mm-hmm.
And cardiovascular, the cardiovascular system,is the system that pumps blood around your body, so your heart,、
mm-hmm.
your lungs, and,、
mm-hmm.
and your veins, your blood vessels.、
Mm-hmm.
So cardiovascular exercise, like running,、
mm-hmm.
Swimming, cycling,、
mm-hmm.
Rowing, these are all good for your body, for the inside of your body. It's a lot more healthy. It gives you a lot more health benefits than、mm-hmm. weight training. And also,It burns calories, a lot more calories. So we say burn calories. Cardiovascular exercise burns a lot more calories than weight training, which means, it's a lot more useful for weight loss.
Okay. A lot more useful for weight loss, right?
Yes, yes, like burning fats.
Okay. 所以呢这个有氧运动、啊、就刚才我们提到 cardiovascular 的缩写啊。Cardio 就是心，然后 vascular 是关于血管，所以呢，就是它会给这种运动会 pump the blood to your heart and your lungs and maybe some other, of course, some other organs all over your body. 所以它是给我们身体的所有的这些器官供血的。这样的话呢，身体会更加健康。It helps us to stay more healthy, 让我们更加健康一些。而且呢 ，during the process of doing cardiovascular exercises, you can burn much more calories. 所以在这个过程当中，大家也可以会消耗到更多的这个我们说卡路里。这样的话，其实呢 ，is more beneficial to weight loss, or in other words, shall we say, it helps us.Lose weight much better than maybe weight training.
Yeah, yeah, there are different benefits from both, but you'll burn more calories during a cardio workout than a weight training workout.
Okay.所以就是这样了，我们说有氧运动它会消耗掉更多的脂肪。那么什么是有氧运动？刚才 Dom 跟我们说到啊，比如说 running 这种 swimming 或者 cycling, 哎，都算是这种有氧类的运动。